So much tickle today that connects the entire first part of Maseilas Yesharim to Matan Torah
Today's
Teshuvah.
shtickle. Did I say it
Yeah,
right?
you did.
Oh, okay.
The beauty, it's a beauty shtickle. Okay? Listen to this.
Is it a dill shtickle
It's definitely. Huh? Definitely. Very sweet, very sweet.
or? Oh, sweet.
So it's on the first mission of Pirkei Avos. It's from Chaim V'Lajna. The first mission in the sixth parak. It says like this, that if you learn Torah Lishma, you're zoichet to many things. V'chulam. I'd love to learn this whole thing with everybody, but so it continues. It says, "Umachashartoi." By learning Torah Lishma, you are now prepared. Liyos tzaddik, chassid, yashar v'ne'eman, which means a tzaddik means a tzaddik. A chassid means is more than a tzaddik. A yashar, straight, v'ne'eman, and ne'eman seems to be loyal. Okay. So these are very nice adjectives, and by learning Torah as well, you gain these adjectives. But Rav Chaim V'Lajna wants to know, what is the significance of each one of these adjectives? What is a tzaddik, chassid, yashar, v'ne'eman? What is that? And why in that order? Yeah? Listen to this. Prosperous from Sharon people. They're learning this. It's a beauty. Hinei. Ha'adam yom hivaldoi. From the day a person's born until he goes back to the dirt that he was taken from, he needs to oppress the Yetzer Hara so that the Yetzer Hara does not capture him. His job is to fight the Yetzer Hara. He could do it. If he has to go and fight the war daily, and he shouldn't look the other way because you don't pay attention for a few moments, you lose it all. So that the Yetzer Hara shouldn't grab you. The Yetzer Hara knows how to fight. You have to be constantly fighting. So what's the first step? The first step, Mizgabra. You don't let the Yetzer Hara grab you. You don't let the Yetzer Hara budge you. That's called tzaddik. Tzaddik is the first level where you're defeating the Yetzer Hara when he tries to convince you to do the wrong thing. Okay? Zehirus, nikra chassid. And if he really doesn't get you, it's called a chassid. So he says this tzaddik and chassid. Tzaddik is when you basically win the battles, and chassid is when you win even the slightest battles. So tzaddik and chassid, he says, is the meaning of zrizus and zehirus. Because you're fighting and you're winning. You're fighting, you're winning, you're fighting, you're winning. Everything makes sense. Ach kol zman hayois chay al ha'adama. Kol zman, you're alive in this world. B'toyrach rav. You're fighting. B'motzer melchama. You're fighting. That's why the death of a tzaddik is called kinoch nafshe. When his nefesh rests. Why is it called resting? Because you were fighting with your Yetzer Hara your whole life. And now you're not fighting anymore. That's what means to rest. Because we are not here to relax, we are here to fight. We're here to, right? If your whole life is about vacation, so then you didn't rest in peace. You're resting in peace your whole life. The point is not to rest in peace. The point is to fight. The point is to not let the, yeah, we're fighting constantly, constantly.
Sometimes vacations are the biggest fight of all.
Yeah, that's true. Vim, hey, yois, it says that they're not going to rest in the next world. Oh, that's what Gabi Kibble. Okay? But Lemais, in this world, we're fighting. Now. Aval, however, after you conquer the Yitzhara, and you have total control over the Yitzhara. And whatever you're accustomed to doing becomes your nature. You're not fighting anymore. The certain amount that you're appreciating, which is or Simcha. So there's a pasuk we say, or is a ruah la tzaddik, the light is planted for the tzaddik. Well, the Yishrei Lev, to those of straight of heart, straight-hearted people, they achieve simcha. The or, the light, is only zaruah, is only planted for the tzaddik. The tzaddik doesn't experience the light yet because he's still fighting. So he's planting seeds, and they're going to come out later. Kizera he's still fighting. He didn't experience, the guy who was fighting his whole life still didn't experience the spiritual experience yet because he's been experienced that in the next world. He's still fighting. Aval Yishrei Lev. Who's the Yishrei Lev? Shelibam kvar cholol bekirbam v'yashar b'teva. They changed their nature. In our language that we're learning, he became a Nikias. He went from Zihiris and Zerizos to Nikias. Because now he's no longer in the battle. Now those things don't pull him that way anymore. So now the fact that he won so many battles one after the next, and he was a tzaddik and a chassid, he now becomes a yashar. Because the yashar is the one who's straight. He actually wants to go the straight way. And therefore they achieve simcha, it's not just zeruah. Let's say the Yitzhar doesn't give up. He's still going to find the try to get you. Hashem protects. Hashem will protect you that you won't mess up your Yishrei Lev. Lev tahar b'ra'li Hashem, help me keep maintain my level. Ruach nochin means like it should be established. Ruach nochin, my ruach should be nochin v'kirbi. Loshen kenu bosses, it's like established. Shial yisoid ne'eman. Kvoshe kosov, v'tka'ativ yaseid b'mokom ne'eman. Loshen kiyum, v'zeo shomer tzadik. V'achakach chosid, v'achakach yoshar, v'tiva v'achakach ne'eman. That Hashem protects him. So in other words, the way he's learning this is someone that learns Torah Lishma, he learns Torah in the way that it's supposed to be learned, which means it's supposed to be learned in a way which is there to impact the person and impact their deeds and impact the way they think and impact the way they behave. So the process of his steiging is he starts off being a tzaddik, making calculations, what's right, what's wrong. Zahiris. Then he's protecting himself. He's not messing up. Zahiris and Zahiris. That's a tzaddik. That's a chassid. But there's a lot of fighting. There's a lot of challenges. Until eventually he conquers it enough that he becomes a naki, which he's calling a yashar. So Zahiris is tzaddik, chassid, yashar. But he still needs one thing. He needs Hashem to protect that. See, Monsieur Sharm talks about after Nikias. It's precious, and then there's Tahara, there's different levels. But the point is that the Nikias needs to be protected. And the way to protect it, Hashem has to do that, Leiv Simcha. And Memela, he says, Leiv Tar brother came, Ruach Nochem Chadish, he wants to protect it, that's through Nema, that's the way of Nema. So he's Zoich, that's what the Mishnah means, which is literally the order of the Messiah's Hashanah. That through learning Torah, which is Torah maybe Liday, so Torah brings you to Zerizus, and then Nechius. And it's Mamash the Mishnah, going to the Ruach Chaim. The Mishnah is telling us that the more a person learns Torah, the more you can go from Zerizus to Nechius, because that cleans the person. And he's no longer fighting the Yitzhar on a daily basis in that way. Just still fights, but it's not the same thing. Okay, that there's very
I never thought of that idea of the about the resting in peace, that
Yeah.
the fight is over.
Right. That means that that's what we're here for.
We're here for the fight.
We're here for that. No pain, no gain.